Perchof Mishnah Gimel Makel Sha'aso Beis Yad Likardom. A makel. A makel is a stick. Sha'aso Beis Yad Likardom. She made the handle. You made it as a handle for an axe. Chibor Lituma B'Shas Melacha. It's considered attached at the time of Melacha. Let's say, look at the picture right away. Picture 608. We have over here a makel. Shaloi hiskinu liyos yodis lekardoim bikvius el otechvoi bikardoim l'shtamish by achshav l'fi shah. Okay, we have here this piece of wood, and this piece of wood was never meant to serve as a handle for the axe, but temporarily, yeah, temporarily you thrust it into this axe. Now what happened? B'shav b'shas malacha, the time of malacha, here he shows his fellow is chopping wood. B'shas malacha, nechshav makel kiyah l'kardim, it's going to be a handle of the axe. V'yinitma ha'kardim. And if the kardim, v'yinitma ha'kardim, nitma gam ha'makel. And if the v'yinitma ha'kardim, nitma gam ha'makel, if the kardim became tamei, v'yinitma ha'kardim, Nitma gam hamakel. If the kardom became tamei, then it became a makel. V'chein nitma hamakel, nitma gam hakardom. Okay, so b'shas melach we consider the handle to be part of the thing. The handle is one thing. If one becomes tamei, then it becomes tamei. But let's say shlo b'shas melach. Nothing. What's the problem? You have here a piece of wood. A piece of wood is attached to the metal. So while the piece of wood is attached to the metal, it's considered to be one utensil. If one part becomes tamei, automatically the other part becomes tamei as well. Yeah. If the stick becomes tamei, so the metal becomes tamei. The metal becomes tamei. The stick becomes tamei. It's all considered to be one happy family.
Yeah. Well,
when one part becomes tamei, the other part becomes tamei as well.
About whether they get separated?
No. Well, right now they're not separate. Right now they're connected.
Okay.
Okay. And the chiddush is even though this handle, this piece of wood was never meant primarily to be the handle. It's only temporary. I've taken this thing and I've put it, you see, it doesn't look like it fits. I've just stuck it in there temporarily to use as the handle for the axe. It's good enough. Now, shalei b'shas malacha, what happens when shalei b'shas malacha, when hamakil tar, v'yafim hoya kardim tamei, I'm no longer using it to chop wood. Here it shows the person is being busy chopping wood. So while he's busy chopping wood, he's occupied with the chopping of the wood. So then the halacha is, if the metal becomes tamei, the wood becomes tamei. If the wood becomes tamei, the metal becomes tamei. Okay? But let's say it's not shlo b'shas malacha, hamakel tar. Let's say it's no longer time of malacha. They've taken a break. Even if the kardim was tamei, in the past, hamakel ein mitamei. It's not mitamei. B'chenim tika achshav atuma b'makel lo yitma makel v'gam hakardim yishar utar. Shlo b'shas malacha ein hamakel nechshav yad l'kardim l'fi she'enich tochel b'kardim b'kriyas. V'yosli adam litul as hamakel l'zarkoy minu'eid b'inu'eid. It's a person will take this piece of wood and throw it among the pieces of wood. Okay, so basically we have very simple mishnah. We have here a piece of wood. The piece of wood was never meant to serve as a handle for the metal part of the axe. And you temporarily insert the piece of wood into the axe. So as long as you're busy chopping wood, we consider it to be one object. And if one part becomes tamei, the other part becomes tamei. But when it's shloi b'shas malacha, when I separate the metal from the wood, it's shloi b'shas malacha. I'm not doing malacha. When I'm not chopping wood, then we consider these two things to be two separate items, and one is tamei, the other is not tamei. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Let's see the Rav. The Rav Mishnah. Gimel Makel Shleitz Be'alma Shasu Beisiyad Lekardoim, which was made as a Beisiyad Lekardoim. Lefisha Shloi Kavu B'Sechay. So it's only Lefisha. It's not a permanent. This piece of wood is not permanent. So Chibor L'Tumah B'Shas Malacha. The Afal Gav. The Be'Ape Nafshe Peshutek Liets L'Mikabel Tumah. We know that by itself. Peshutek Liets are not Mikabel Tumah. Racha Beisiyad Hu. The Yodis Nisrabu L'Chol. A handle is included in all the laws of Tumah. The kardim becomes Tamei. Okay? It's like everything we learned, that only b'shas melacha is considered to be mechuba. When it's not b'shas melacha, it's not considered to be mechuba.
Tafka b'shas melacha have a chibur l'tumah. Shloi b'shas melacha, So you mean when it's just resting in the drawer?
Or even like not, even when it's just like this.
It's not makabel tumah?
It's not, the tumah goes away.
I mean, but it's still mechubah to.
Doesn't matter, it's not considered to be, it's not meant to be there. It's not a permanent part of the object.
No.
Yeah.
This is the first time they ever said something.
It's always the first. Makel b'shashasoy beis yad lekardim, a piece of wood that was made as a handle for a kardim. Chibor l'tumah. I'm reading the Mishnah. The reading Chazon. Chibor l'tumah b'shas malacha. This piece of wood that you made as a handle for the kardim. Chibor l'tumah b'shas malacha. While you're doing malacha, it's called a chibor l'tumah b'shas malacha. While you're doing malacha, we consider it to be a chibor l'tumah. Good. Okay, next. Hadiyustar. What is a diyustar? We did? No, I don't remember diyustar. No, we didn't. Okay, let's see the picture. Chibalutum of a shas malacha. Okay, let's see over here. Let's see the picture. Picture 609. We have over here the diyustar. This diyustar, makel shayesh.
Diyustar.
The yusta had the yusta. Let's see over here. The yusta is a piece of makel sheyesh shnei nekavim b'shnei kitzav kitzayisav. Okay, it's a piece of wood, and it has two pieces of wood on the top and the bottom. Let's see over here. We have top and the bottom. We have over here a piece of wood. Yisedos mateches. It's metal. Those pieces. It has holes. It has two holes on the top and the bottom. And as what do you put through those holes? You put metal pins or metal rods. Okay, those two pieces, top and the bottom, are metal, and notice they are perpendicular. Perpendicular. They're not parallel. Yesedes matechas techuvas minukavim echad mi mizruch l'marv yechad mi tzafar l'darim. Okay, now, on the picture on the right side, b'shas shachut koduch al hadyuster, zoi shas melacha, shel hadyuster. So what you do with this is you wrap string.
Rope.
That's what they do in the hardware stores. That's how they wrap rope.
They do this on the boats, huh?
On the boats, and that's how they make it in this fashion, where the diyustar is perpendicular to the two pieces of metal.
Okay.
That's what it says. Okay, b'shas. Okay, now let's look at the caption in the middle. It's not rope. It's not rope. This is string. It's a chut. It's a chut. Al ha-pelach. Tehainu ha-kush. The kush of the oifen hatviya reit tzir 259 he mesira es hachut min hakush the korcha oisa al hadiyus. After you finish going and tying the chut on the kush is the thing which you use to spin the string. Okay, to spin. After you finish, so now you take it off the kush and you put on the diyustar. You take it from the kush and you put it to the diyustar. The achar shetov sahish es achut ala pelach. After shtahaynu akush, we have not seen. Okay, he misuias achut ala akush v'koy rachas soy al hadiyustar. And you tie in the diyustar. V'zeu perush losh narav hanoshim mesichos poyes atovach mesichos poyes amitve shvepelach. What is the word mesichos? Mesichas means they wrap. It must mean some word which means they wrap. They wrap the string. They take it from the pelech and they put it onto this diyustar. Okay, the picture on the bottom. B'shas melacha diyustar nechshav l'chibur liyisedos hamateches. B'shas melacha is nechshav chibur liyisedos hamateches. Darei mekabel tuma. V'yimdaga tuma b'diyustar nitmu hayisedos. V'yimnitmu hayisedos nitmu af hadiyustar b'magoy. Shloi b'shas melacha hadiyustar inu chibur liyisedos l'fishad ma'asu l'zorkoy b'inu etzim. Shloi b'shas Okay. So you got this halacha, same idea. We have the diyustar, yeah, you got this idea? So b'shas melacha is when the metal rods are thrust through the piece of wood, and shloi b'shas melacha is when there's no string. There's no string on it. B'shas melacha, if one part becomes tamei, automatically the other part becomes tamei. Shloi b'shas melacha. B'shas malacha, one part becomes tamei, the other part becomes tamei. Shloi b'shas malacha means when there's no string wrapped around the metal pegs, the metal pieces, the metal rods. Then if one part becomes tamei, the other part does not become tamei. Okay? Are we in business?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's see over here what it says in the Rav. The Rav explains this to me in the Diyostar, in the previous page on the left side. The previous page on the left side, the Rav says, Diyostar, Kli HaMeshamesh L'Shnei Tzadim. Diyoy, why is it called Diyostar? Because Diyostar comes from the word Diyoy. Diyoy means two. Are you familiar with that concept?
Yeah.
Diyoy means two. So Diyoy, star. Two, star. Diyoy, and star means sad. Sitar means side. Sad. So this Diyostar means that the metal rods are pointing two directions. It's bi-directional. Gesundheit.
Chibur.
Kli ha-meshamesh l'shnei tzadim. It's a kli that's meshamesh l'shnei tzadim. Diyoy means shnayim, star. Star. Sitar means sad. Sad. To the side. Kidim et hargiminon l'starchad. One side. V'makel sheyesh by shnei nekom. There's a makel which has two nekom, which has two holes. Echad milamata v'yach milamala. Which they yisedas t'chuvos from two pegs. Two yisedas pegs. Rods. Are inserted in these holes. Achas mimizruch l'mar v'yachas misof l'mdorem. V'yanoshe mesichoy spoyes ha-mitveh she-pelach. And the women, they wrap around. They wrap everything around the curtain. They call it naspa balaz. U'pa'amim sh'oisin oisam yodos mi barzel. And sometimes sh'oisin oisam, they make him yodos mi barzel. They make yodos handles. Mi barzel. Handles mi barzel. U'mekablim tumo. Okay, so here is the picture. Fine, so everything over here is good. Okay, so we clear with this picture, everything is good? Okay. Now, here we go to Nugis. Kivo, next part of Mishnah. Kivo, bichloinos, tamei ve'enu chibula. Let's say we attach this Diyostar. We never had this before. I don't know what you're talking about. You tell me we had the Diyostar?
It must be wrong.
I don't know. I don't think so. Now, let's say we take the Diyostar. We attach it. Kivo, bichloinos. Tamei ve'enu chibula. Now, here it's picture 610. Picture 610. 610. We have here this thing called the kloinos, mechubul karka. Here, right, this big pillar, mechubul karka. Okay, shloisha chidushim dinim mashmir lanu hamishnah. Okay, we're going to learn now three chidushim.
Okay.
Number one, hadiyustor mekabel tomo ve'in anu oimer mshal yidei shechibul kloinos ve'chloinos mechubul karka nas afadimus mechubul karka. No, the diyustor is still mekabel tumah, even though it's attached to the ground, even though it's attached to something which is attached to the ground. B'shuvein mekabel tumah b'tamada v'shakol kli sheyere mekabel tumah sheyol mekabel tumah l'achas shechibur adayin hu oises mulachtai harishayna adayin shem kli alav mekabel tumah. Okay, any utensil that is functional when it's detached. And then you attach it. And when you attach it to the ground, it still continues to do the same function. It maintains its stoma. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Aval and chibor. Any utensil which is susceptible to tumah,
yeah,
because it's a kli,
yeah,
that's detached from the ground, and now it's been attached to an object which in turn is attached to the ground.
Right.
If it still can do its original function, then it maintains. It maintains
the stomach. Right.
When we are familiar with this concept that it's no longer mekabel tumah when you attach something to the ground, that's when it's no longer functional,
right,
or at least not in its original function. But when the function it does is the same thing that it did when it was detached, then the tumah is maintained, even though it's attached now to the ground.
Yeah.
Is that clear?
Yeah.
Aval im chibur kli l'karka oy l'dava mechubul l'karka oy afilu kli shein oy afilu kli shein mekabel tumah li al yidei chibur oy nispatel min hakli tashmisha nispatel minu shem kli rishon vu harehu tohar. Okay, so therefore, so far so good. So this the diyustor can still functional mele is mekabel tumah. Okay, next base aval pisha diyustor tam yidei diyustor tamei aklunos tohar. We do not say that once the diyustor is tamei, maybe the tumah of the diyustor should spread to the pole, to the kloinos. We don't say that. that the yister is tamei the kleinus is tahar. Av yishad yister tamei kleinus talufi she'enim nechshav lechibor l'diyusta v'imnag gatumav l'chloinus ein mechubay v'tumav l'diyusta. V'chayin nitma adiyusta diyusta ha'kleinus einim moitzias atumav l'dvar machayinim imagav. V'chayin nitma adiyusta ha'kleinus einim moitzias atumav does not spread the tumah l'dvarim achayinim imagav. Each one maintains its independence. The diyustar and the kleinos are considered to be two independent things.
Okay.
Gimel, kosav harav, sheyesh kan chidush dinosif, shadiyustar nechshav chibor liyaseidois tamit. The diyustar is considered to be attached to the metal poles, metal rods. And so here the Rav is another incredible chiddush. In this situation, the metal, it's going to be mekabel tuma afilu shaloi b'shas melacha. We have now, we're deviating from the previous two cases. The previous case, picture 609, and in picture 608. What was the chiddush in these two pictures? The only time the piece of wood is mekabel tumah is only b'shas melacha. But shaloi b'shas melacha, when you're not chopping wood, or when you don't have the string that's wrapped upon this thing, the piece of wood is tahar. The piece of wood is a pshut d'kliyetz. In order for it to be tumah, it has to be b'shas melacha. Here, now that I've taken the diyus and I've attached it permanently to this kloinos, even if it's shaloi b'shas melacha, I've taken out the metal things, and there's no string wrapped around it. It does not make a difference. It's still mekabel tumah. Afilu sheloi b'shas melacha, because since I've attached it permanently to the kloinos, you have shown that you're not going to throw this piece of wood in the garbage. You're going to preserve it. You're going to use it forever as a diyustar. Okay, let's see the
wrap. The
third thing is, let's go back to picture 608, 609. This piece of wood, the handle.
Yeah.
Is the handle, like, is that piece of wood mekabel tumah?
No.
What was the rule?
No.
No, we had a rule. Only b'shas melacha. Right. Shloi b'shas melacha, if I'm not chopping, like this picture on the left, we're just sitting on the table.
Nothing.
And now a sheretz touched the piece of wood, is the piece of wood mekabel tumah? No. Only b'shas melacha. Why? Because it's meant to be thrown in the garbage. This is only a temporary piece of wood. The same thing is over here when it comes to diyustar. Is the piece of wood shloi b'shas mekabel tumah? There's no string on it. And a sheretz touched the piece of wood, it's in the mekabel tumah? No, why not? Because the piece of wood, it goes in the garbage in 5 minutes from now. Only time it's mekabel tumah is when the string attached. Not like picture 609 and picture 608, which is mekabel tumah,
right,
which is only mekabel tumah b'shas melacha.
Right.
This case, it's all mekabel tumah all the time, even when there's no string on it.
Right.
Why? By attaching the diyusta to the kloinus, you have revealed that you're not putting it throwing in the garbage. You're putting it on preserving it forever.
By putting this on this thing?
By taking this piece and attaching it to this thing, to this piece of wood, yeah. You've shown that you want this diyustra to remain forever.
Uh-huh. What this diyustra does is heber it to the kloinus.
That's the case. The case is I've attached.
Is that what it does?
That's what it does. That's what you did. Not what it does. I've taken this diyustra, which normally is a loose item lying around on the ground. I've permanently bolted it. I've taken bolts, zoom, zoom, and I have permanently attached it to this piece of wood. This is a supporting beam. Look, you have supporting beams. Four supporting beams.
Let's say with this being the drawer, forget about it on the plate.
No, then the rule is the only time the piece of wood is mekabel tumah is only when there's string wrapped around it. That's what we learned in the previous part of the Mishnah.
But if you put it on this kloinos, it's always...
It's always mekabel tumah, even if there's no string. Why? Because what's the law on this one? When it's in the drawer, it's not mekabel tumah, is because when it's in the drawer, it's not permanent. Tomorrow, you're going to get a better piece of wood. This piece of wood is insignificant. What's the big deal? You go out into the garbage, you find a piece of wood, you make two little holes, and you wrap string around. I'm talking about a little piece of wood over here. I'm not talking about that. It makes it looks very big over here. But it's not really so big. It's a small little thing. And you go and you drill two holes, you put in two metal rods, and you wrap around the string. Yeah, tomorrow you'll throw this in the garbage, you'll get another piece of wood. So the only time this piece of wood is upgraded to the status of a kli that's mekabel tumah is b'shas melacha. It's only when there's string wrapped around it. But if there's no string wrapped around it, then it's a piece of garbage. Should the kli, it goes in the garbage. There's no chashivas. But if I've taken this kulus, this diustra, and I have attached it to the wall, it's attached, and then I also insert the metal rods, and I wrap around string, and sometimes I have string, I don't have string, it doesn't make a difference whether it's b'shas melacha, shaloi b'shas melacha, filo shaloi b'shas melacha, it's mekabel tumah. Clear?
Clear as a bell.
Okay, let's see it inside what it says. The Rav. The Rav says here, let's see the Mishnah. Let's see for the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, kivay b'kloinus. If you attach in the kloinus, tamei, it's tamei ve'ein echibur la. Ve'ein echibur la. And it's not called chibur. What does that mean? Let's see how the Rav translates this. Kivay b'kloinus. Yeah, kivay b'kloinus. Yeah.
Yeah.
The long piece of wood, the gadol, and the large piece of wood had to kubaretz. The large piece of wood is permanently attached into the ground. We have here the kloinus. Yeah, here is the kloinus. The kloinus is kivobar. It's attached to the ground. And attached to the kloinus, the big piece is this little piece. So tamei hadius to tamei mikan veilach. Im daga by tuma, davi amakabel chibul yisaidus, because then we consider it davi amakabel chibul yisaidus bein mishas malacha bein shloim mishas malacha kevan shenikba, it's been attached. She'ein admas lezarko bein leitzim aval kloinus atzma in the chibul is not called chibuloi, it's not called chibuloi. Im daga tuma bekloinus loin nitma hadiyustar. So it's tamei the enochi below. We don't consider this to be attached mechubur to the kloinus, because in other words, the kloinus is tahar, and this is tamei. We don't consider these two things to be attached. We don't in halacha. We don't consider them to be attached. We consider this to maintain its identity. Is that clear?
As the bell, as I said.
Okay, next part of the Mishnah. Also a diuster, let's say you make a diuster, ain't tami elat sarchoi. What does that mean? 6:11. What in the world does that mean? Okay, let's see. Okay, ready to look at 6:11? It's the next page. Kleinus, you made the kleinus into the diuster. That's the case. See that? How would you ever know that without the picture? It's impossible to know this. If you made the kloinus, look, the kloinus, the B, instead of having, instead of using the little zach, as you made the kloinus into a diuster, you go to the beams.
Then it's not mekabel tumah, because it's attached to earth.
Well, let's see the picture. We have different pictures. Let's see over here. Let's see, not so simple. Let's see what it says over here in the picture. The picture over here says, kloinus talush she'enim chumno. So in this case, it says the kloinus is detached. The kloinus here is not attached to the wall. Rak chelik kloinus hamshamish to diostar mekabel tumah v'shara kloinus tar. So only the area, only in the range, only the part of the kloinus that's within the range, the dotted lines. Only the part of the kloinus that is
Talish.
No, that is within range. Look at the dotted lines. Dot. You see?
Between these.
Right. That's mekabel tumah. Okay. Let's see. Gears of Saraf. Let's see what the Rav says. The Rav.
To get real complicated. Go ahead.
Here's the Rav. Also, below the oyster, the hainu she also min hakloinis atzma the oyster. Or mashmilan hamishnah, which rak chelik hakloinis hamishamish to the oyster nechshav l'klim chabotuma. Avol shah hakloinis ain a kli klal v'nim chabotuma. V'yachshav sekas hamishnah b'kloinis talosh, that's detached. Avol mhoyim mechuba b'libinyan k'mar b'migra hakoydim lo hoya hakloinis chabotuma klal uchlal. Guchol mechubo lekarkosh einu mekabel tuma. Teferes Yisrael. If this kleinus was attached to the ground and you made holes and you put in the two metal rods, it would be tohor legamri. Because since the kleinus mechubo lekarkosh, it's not shaykh for it to be mekabel tuma. Only in this case, the kleinus is detached from the ground, is it shaykh for the section where the metal rods are inserted in the kabel tuma?
Only if it's detached.
Only if it's detached. Okay, now let's go to the next piece. Kisa, let's see the picture over here so we're able to go through quickly. Kisei, the chair, picture 612, Kisei. Shakava Bukloinis, Tame in the Hibulong. Hibras, a Kisei, Lukloinis, I attached a chair to Kloinis, a Kloinis, Mukhubul Loretz. Chair is attached. It's like, you know, if you go to an airport, the chairs are attached to the ground. Do you ever wonder why they do that? In airports, they attach chairs to the ground?
Nope.
Think about it.
I have no idea.
Because you're going on the airplane. You don't want to take the chair with you.
Okay.
Why do they have to attach the chairs to the ground in the airport?
Okay.
That's what you did. You've taken the chair, you attach it permanently to the kleinus. Is a chair a kli megatz mekabel tuma?
Yes.
But in this situation, it says, Din akisei kedin adioistar. Din akisei is like the dioistar. It's not chibur. If someone touches the beam, it's not going to cause the chair to become tameh. So you learn your seita, and in the airport, the chairs that are attached to the ground are mekabel tuma. If you don't know this mishnah, one can say to you, of course, the chair is not mekabel tuma. It's mechubal lekarka. Everyone knows the halacha that a dove mechubal lekarka is not mekabel tuma. It's not so. The only time a dove mechubal lekarka is not mekabel tuma is when now it no longer serves its original function. But if you take a dover that has a function, and it's a kli by itself, and you attach to the karka, it maintains its status of tumah. And that's what it says over here. The kleinus is attached to the ground. The kitzei is a kli. It's mekabel tumah. It continues to mekabel tumah, but it's not chibur. We don't view it to be connected in halacha. If a tame touches the pole, we don't say the tumah spreads to the chair. Only the person has to actually touch the chair in order to make the chair tame. Now, what does the picture on the bottom say? 613? 613. Chokak b'kloinis mokoy moishav.
That's the title.
So you took the kloinis here is detached from the ground, obviously. The kloinis is talush. And you go and you make a little part to sit down. And rak mokam a moisha mekabel tuma medrasu shark kleinus in the nishal lemish lemishamish lemidras for ena cleva hare hu tahar. The mikrazeh is sekes mishna same with kleinus tolosh. We're dealing with the kleinus that's tolosh. The kleinus tolosh. Avalim hoya hakloinus mechubal lekarka, hoya hakloinus kuloi tar kedin mechubar. Okay, so this kloinus is detached from the ground. So it's detached, and I etch out a little seat and I sit down in that area. That area is mekabel in avatoma, but the rest of the kloinus is tar.
Okay.
Now let's see the Mishnah, all these cases. The Mishnah says, Osloi, going back, we have to do all these cases in the Mishnah, we have to do all these cases. Osloi diyustar. You made a diyustar, ain't tami elot sarchoi. Rav. So that, what was that case? That was this case. Here's 611. At 611, you made over here a diyustar in the kloinus. So the only part that's tami is the part that you need it. Osloi diyustar. Shekava shteya yisedus begufa shel kloinus ein tamim in a kloinus ella masha hu litzorcha di yisedus lahasech es hamitva to wrap around the string. V'yashar bein b'lamat b'lamat v'tar shah a kloinus aruch hu ugalukut is very long and is very big. Okay, next case, ki se shekava b'kloinus tamei v'nechibuloi. Kisei shu asu, it's already been made. Ukvay b'kloinus, you attach it. Akisei tami midras. Vein akloinus kibuloi liyos mitama midras kimosa. So the kisei that you attach is a midras, and the kloinus kibuloi, it's not considered to be vein akloinus kibuloi liyos mitama midras kimosa to be tami midras. Asu loy kisei. Let's say min akloinus atzmai asu kisei ein tami ella mikoinoi. Only part of the Talmud, the Hainu Tzarech HaYeshiva Shaklainus Tahar. Okay, so we finish this part of the Mishnah. Okay, let's chaz this part of the Mishnah and have a klarkai before we go weiter. Okay, Makel. Okay, Makel. Makel is a stick, piece of wood, that's a piece of really found in the garbage. Found in the garbage, this Makel. Shasoy Beis Yad LeKardom, which he made as a handle for the Kardom. Chibur LeTumah B'Shas Melacha. So it's considered to be one with the metal, b'shas melacha, while you're chopping wood, we consider the wood and the metal to be one and the same. If tumah touches one, the tumah automatically goes to the other, and vice versa. It's called chibur l'tumah b'shas melacha. But let's say it's shloi b'shas melacha, like in this case, when it's just lying down on the table, and the sheretz touches the wood, and each one is separate. Next, the hadiyoy star. An independent dioistar, a piece of wood that has two metal rods, top and the bottom, mizrach marv, tzaf and darm. So what's the same exact halacha? Chibur l'tumah. The wood and the piece of metal are considered to be one object. If tumah touches the metal, the wood becomes tumah. If tumah touches the wood, the metal becomes tumah. Chibur. The wood and the metal are considered to be attached one to the other. When tumah touches one, or the metal tumah touches the other. When do we say they all, it's to be a zivuk, it's a zivuk hagun? That's only b'shas melacha. Only when there's string wrapped around it. String wrapped around it. But let's say, there's no string wrapped around it, then we do not say the two are considered to be a zivik hagun. The mela, if tumah touches the metal, the wood does not become tameh. If tumah touches the wood, the metal does not become tameh. Next, kivoy b'kloinus. Let's say I take this thing and I attach it to this pillar, tameh. Then automatically the wood and the metal become mechubar one to the other. If tumah touches one, the other becomes tameh. Afidu shaloi b'shas melacha, but the ein chibulah, it's not considered to be chavur chibur to the kloinus. Even though the kloinus maintains its tahara because mechubar l'karka, that does not affect the diustra. The diustra becomes tamei independently, even though it's attached to the karaka, because the rule is anything which is a kliyush from kabel tumah, and you attach it to the ground, and it maintains its original function, it maintains its original tumah.
But it's interesting, because if this was just laying in the drawer,
then it's tahar.
It's tahar. Why now that it's...
Because you have shown that you're not going to throw it in the garbage.
Okay.
You have made it into a permanent... The nature of a diustro is it's temporary.
Ah.
It's disposable.
Disposable.
But if I take it and I make it permanent, it's like someone takes styrofoam cup, and they drill a hole, and they attach a string to it, and they put it by the sink. The styrofoam cup, the halakha styrofoam cup, has now become the permanent washing cup. So you've given the chashivos. Okay? So that's what you've done over here. Let's say you make the kloinus itself into a diustar. So and it has to, of course, be detached from the ground. The only part that's tummy is the part that you actually need to wrap around. It's only the part within the dotted lines. Kisei, same way, we have a chair. You have a chair, you attach a chair to the kloinus. So what is halacha? Tameh, the chair maintains its tumah. It's not considered to be attached la halacha to the kloinus. If the tumah touches the kloinus, it does not cause the chair to become tameh. If the chair, some tumah touches the chair becomes tameh, not the kloinus, because the kloinus is mechabul karka, so the kloinus cannot become tameh, but the chair is independent, and the chair can be mechabul tumah. Okay? Asa loy by kisei. You take the kloinus itself that's detached and you make a chair out of it. Asa by kisei in tummy ela mekaymai. Only part that's tummy is going to be the part of the chair itself that you actually sit down upon. Good? All right, we got to stop. We're up to now Kuvoy Bikoras Beis Sabbat. We're up to the next case.
Very hard,
Mishnah. It's not so hard. It's not hard. I wouldn't say that.
Very interesting.
Okay, we're almost finished.